Edward Davey became the first Lib Dem MP, was that in 1997? I think it was. Anyway, he had received a letter from me about childcare, and he'd also received letters about speech and language therapy and other issues to do with children with disabilities from Sue Baker and Liz Mays Reed and Julie T. Wallace. And we didn't really know one another. I had met Sue and Liz at that point, but I'd never met Julie. And basically, he brought us together. Because he got in his mailbag some letters from different mothers about issues that they were having regarding special educational needs, speech and language therapy, whatever, statementing, variety of issues, he actually introduced us to one another. He invited us all to a meeting, to one of his surgeries, and I remember they used to be on a Monday morning. He said, you know, you've all got different experiences. You're all quite outspoken ladies. You know, is there something you can think of doing together? And he said, I would be supportive of that. And that's how Kingston Special Needs Project was born. We're looking to achieve a sort of variety of things. We were looking to achieve better speech and language therapy, quicker access to speech and language therapy, which never seems to have been achieved. Because there were children with significant speech and language issues who were all non-verbal completely, 2 years on the waiting list, under fives. So your maximum, you know, time to be working with children is when they're under five. We all know that. It's not rocket science. You don't need to be a professional to know that. That's the time where children are developing all their skills. And if you lose that, it's very difficult to catch up, basically. It's very, very difficult. So speech and language therapy was a big concern. The whole statementing issue of how children get statemented and what's covered in that statement, because it's a legal document, you know, it's part of the Education Act, and what provision should be given by the local authority. And my campaign was around childcare and play. So those were my sort of two biggest concerns. And the others, as I said, had, you know, the variety of other issues. Although it's not that they weren't issues for Rachel, but they were sort of covering those bases, and I had a sort of different interest, if you like. We held meetings, we went to the press, we had social events, often at Warren Park Children's Centre,